Their name says it all. See Jerry Bayer and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of Opticare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Bank of America Roval 400, getting set for the green flag. Right now it's time for our Coca-Cola flavor of the race. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Well, that's a bold question, but it's got that irresistible taste to back it up. It's too bad you can't taste with your ears, because this Coke Zero Sugar really is amazing. You'll have to take the taste for yourself. Coke Zero Sugar, best Coke ever. Let's start at the entrance of Pitt Road with Alan Cavana.
And I'm covering Bubba Wallace down here today. And the last time we saw him, he was on the losing end of a winning battle with his team owner Denny Hamlin last week at Kansas. Those ill feelings, they actually lingered all the way until yesterday at Saturday, when he and Denny finally had a chance to talk for 30 minutes, Bubba told us yesterday. And he said what really bothered him is that the initial talk should have happened a long time ago. Instead, it was handled via tweet, via podcast. He said he expressed all those feelings to his friend and team owner, and he says Denny really understood, and they're in a much better place now. He got that out of the way so he could clear his mind, because Bubba is in a near must-win situation today, and all the focus is on getting that checkered flag today. Wendy Venturini.
Well, the guy I want to talk about today is not a playoff driver, and he's not even qualified in the top 25. That's Kyle Busch. He starts 28th today, and the reason is he has a storyline surrounding him with a new crew chief this weekend. Andy Street is taking over that spot from Randall Burnett. Now, I just spoke with Andy Street moments before those engines fired. He said on Monday, when he got the call and the heads up, he and Kyle Busch connected on Monday. They got on a phone conversation. They met in person. The key thing was to understand their communication with each other. This is the first time that Andy Street is crew chiefing for Kyle Busch. They've never worked together in this capacity. He said, I needed to know how to give and receive information from Kyle. Now, they worked on the sim together. They did a lot of things throughout this week, but this will be a first. And keep in mind, guys, this is the time of the year that silly season starts. This is the first domino in the crew chief world. Brett McMillan.
Our pole sitter Tyler Reddick is 29 points below the cut line, but he's had a lot of distractions off the track. His infant son, Rookie, has a tumor that is choking the renal vein and artery, which has been causing an enlarged heart. They say, doctors say that they're going to remove the right kidney, and they believe that the heart will fully recover when they do. I talked with his crew chief, Billy Scott, this morning, and he says there are a lot of dads on the team that understand exactly what he's going through, and said the team is doing all that they can to make his job in the car easier, because many of these guys they say they can't understand how difficult it is to think about an infant son that can't even communicate back to his dad and his mom how bad he feels. On the track today, Billy Scott says, really, the win is their only option to move forward in the playoffs. They're not going to worry about stage points. They just want to be in position to win this race.
You know, when you're a dad and your child's hurting, it breaks your heart.
It really does.
Tyler Reddick is certainly racing with a heavy heart, but he is a man focused on the prize getting into the round of eight. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
As the field makes their opening pace laps around this 2.32-mile road course, let's go back to our turn announcers and get a great description of the action. Once they cross the start-finish line, they make a hard left turn at the exit of pit road, go into the infield, and into the eyes of Nick Yeoman.
Appreciate that, Brad. It's the first of 17 turns here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval. It's a 90-degree left-hand turn, hard on the brakes, off of the oval circuit surface into the infield. Turn two, sweeping to the left. parallel to pit lane, then a short little straightaway before you bend to the right of turn number three. It's not the fastest portion of the racetrack. It is very technical. A lot of concrete walls and tire barriers that can chew up race cars. We're ready to go racing today. After they leave turn three, Mark James, they'll pop into your view.
And they will pop into our view two by two by two by two, especially on the start and restarts. The elbows will be plenty wide all the way through turn number four. Then it's a drag race up to turn number five where they climb on the binders. And again, bottom of the racetrack, no benefit in terms of being there or at the top of the racetrack, on the high side, if you will, as they crest that hill. But they'll need to gather their thoughts because all chaos could break loose by the time they get to Doug Turnbull.
It's finesse that's needed down the hill out of turn five into turn six, which they'll make a blind right-hand turn there, and it's easy for drivers to squiggle out and lose speed there. But then they go back in the accelerator, down into first gear often, into turn number seven, 180-degree switchback. A lot of drivers on restarts can get three, four, five wide even, and sometimes spin out and lose a lot of track position, which we'll watch here, especially with those playoff drivers. Then they exit back onto the banking into the track service, and into turn number eight for Michael Young.
Yeah, it's going to need a good launch out of that turn number seven. They'll go side by side, swing out to that wall and carry all the speed. Fastest portion of this race course. Turns number eight and turns number nine. They're going to be working that banking, that 24 degrees. They'll use that white and blue line and then drag race down this back straightaway where they'll be greeted by a chicane. They have 600 feet to decide when they're going to start braking. It will be very busy and they'll come into the view of our very own Pat Patterson.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. And it's just as simple is this. Listen to my voice. One, two, three. That's how fast you go through 10, 11, 12. By the time I get to four, you're back in the gas and headed back up on the 24 degrees of banking. It is tough to do this accurately all afternoon. You got to be perfect, and you only got to do it 400 times. We'll turn them loose and turn 14. They'll head back to 15. They'll go back through another chicane and get ready to do it all again.
As they come off the banking again, a slight left hand, turn 15, then a hard right hand turn with a tire pack right on the edge of the rumble strips to make sure that you don't cut across, and then a left-hand turn. If you come across the rumble strips and you catch the blue turtle, it'll actually launch your car in the air. Before you get a chance to turn back to the left, you're going to be bouncing and heading straight for the wall. So 109 laps, a reminder, we've gone overtime 2 days in a row. But if we go the 109 laps today, 1,853 turns for these guys to negotiate.
Hey, you're good at math. When they actually take the green flag, we get into eBay stage number one, swapping out your tires. There's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
So SVG trying to win his fifth straight road course event. Somebody's already done it. He would tie the record.
That would be pretty incredible. By the way, Mark, we talk about turtles when you hear that on this circuit. A quick explanation of what those are. This was actually developed by Speedway Motorsports and the Vice President of Operations and Development, Steve Swift. These are plate steel bumps in the racetrack, if you will, and they're different geometrical designs. Some are taller than the others. When you hit these plate steel bumps, they're designed not to move. They're secured into the racetrack. They will upset the race car. Not only will they upset the race car, they progressively get larger the further you go inside. You can not only throw tires up off the ground, if a car lands on those, you could destroy the underside of the race car. These are very intimidating.
Famous shot, I believe it was Daniel Suarez last year, got pushed into the turtles. The car launched straight up in the air and nearly came down like an arrow right into the ground.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. Pat Patterson, we're about to get the Bank of America Roval 400 underway.
Lights off on the pace car. Here's how the top 10 will start. Row number five, Ross Chastain outside, A.J. Allmendinger inside. Row four, Chase Briscoe with his teammate, Christopher Bell. Row three, Michael McDowell and Chris Buescher. Row two, Kyle Larson and Ty Gibbs. On the front row, it's Shane Van Gisbergen and Tyler Reddick. They're ready to pull the trigger at the Roval.
The Toyota GR Super Pace car is on pit road. Shane Van Gisbergen opts for driver's left. This is opposite of what we've seen all weekend long. The green flag is out here at the Bank of America Roval 400. Tyler Reddick, actually the pole sitter from the outside, he will take him into turn one.
Yeah, I'm not sure there might have been a little bit of contact there, or if Shane Van Gisbergen spun the tires, but it is easily Tyler Reddick, your race leader, through turn number two, about two car lengths over SVG. Kyle Larson third. Everybody clean.
up. We got a car at the rear of the field. Stop. That's Kyle Busch. They stay green in turn four.
Leaders off of turn number four, and it's Tyler Reddick with about a five-car length advantage over Shane Van Gisbergen. Climbing the top of the hill is Kyle Larson. He has that third spot.
And Tyler Reddick squiggles to turn six down the hill and down through the gearbox too as the top ten try to get single file. Kyle Busch got that going at turn one as Tyler Reddick smokes his tires and Michael McDowell misses turn seven. He shoots out of it like a rocket and loses several spots there into turn number eight.
Tyler Reddick already a three-car length advantage over Shane Van Gisbergen. As a matter of fact, they've got themselves a 10-car length advantage over third place running Kyle Larson. Side by side further back, that's Chase Briscoe in the machine of Michael McDowell.
Up front, it's Hall Reddick through the chicane now, exiting onto the number 13 banking as they work with Van Gisbergen about five car lengths behind. Tough battle there for that third spot. Once again, looking at Kyle Larson under attack from Ty Gibbs.
Tyler Reddick into the front stretch chicane, downshifting into second gear, hangs left, now back to the right, jumps the curb as he swings back to the left. He'll lead lap number one in the Bank of America Roval 400. Then it's SVG, Larson, Gibbs, Buescher, and McDowell.
Do want to report Kyle Busch got his car out of turn number one, but there is heavy damage. Tyler Reddick, though, leads the field through turn number two. It's a healthy advantage. Four car lengths over Van Gisbergen.
It stays four car lengths at the entrance to turn number four. Those two continue to step away a little bit from Kyle Larson. It's from Ty Gibbs on back where things start to get interesting. Buescher is right there. Michael McDowell with a nice recovery. Those cars pretty much nose to tail as they head to turn five.
Ty Gibbs, the birthday boy, running in the fourth position under heavy heat from Chris Buescher at turn number six. As Buescher tries to take a different line there, he's going to try to outbreak him. Michael McDowell's going to try the outside of turn seven again. Christopher Bell dive bombs his teammate Chase Briscoe there for about the eighth spot.
Very good run out of turn number seven for Shane Van Gisbergen. He's cut it down to three car lengths on your leader, Tyler Reddick. They'll make their way out of turn number nine. Everybody clean, but it's down again to three car lengths. Reddick over Van Gisbergen.
Van Gisbergen down through the gearbox now. Really goes to the bumper of Reddick. Midway through turns 10 and 11. Now exit 12. Call it about two car lengths. Van Gisbergen behind the leader. It's a long way back to Larson in that third spot. And then there's Ty Gibbs.
Kyle Busch pulls his car onto pit road. He's got a broken rear toe link. He's going to have to go to the DVP area. Meanwhile, here comes race leader Tyler Reddick in the front stretch chicane. He makes the final left-hander of turn number 17, chased hard by Shane Van Gisbergen back into one.
Yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen is not going to let Tyler Reddick walk away and lead early on. He's going to put the pressure on through turn number two. They both bend those cars to the left, swooping downhill, short little straightaway. Now both hard on the brakes for the right-hander of turn three.
Oval portion of the Roval is where Shane Van Gisbergen seems to have been able to get a bit of an advantage. Reddick seems a little stronger in the infield portion. He bumps it up to about four car lengths off in turn number four.
You got to think that Shane Van Gisbergen in second place could be just playing with Reddick a little bit there, especially trying to manage these tires. They're down the hill into turn number six, smoothly in fact, as Van Gisbergen makes the move under him in turn number seven. He has to back down, almost hits the tire pack at the apex of the turn, and Reddick gets the pull off of turn eight. It will keep the lead for now, Michael Young.
Nearly side by side, Tyler Reddick sees that fishing line of Shane Van Gisbergen throwing out into the water. Van Gisbergen starting to track him down. Shane Van Gisbergen only two car lengths ahead of our leader, Tyler Reddick.
Down through the gearbox once again, entered left to turn 10, back to turn 11, and exit turn number 12. Here they come back up onto the banking, Van Gisbergen. About three car lengths of separation between first and second, a long way back to Kyle Larson.
SVG turning up the heat on leader Tyler Reddick. They dive into turn 15. Now as they look at the hard right-hander, turn 16, back to the left across the line. The gap now, just two car lengths. Van Gisbergen on the charge in turn one.
Yeah, that was a pretty impressive passing attempt down in turn seven. Van Gisbergen couldn't get it done. He's right in the tire tracks of Reddick, this time through turn number two, as close as he's been. Call it a car length as they both get hard on the brakes for turn three.
That battle stays tight. That's the battle for the lead. The front two checking out a little bit. Kyle Larson still has plenty of company. Ty Gibbs tried to track him down as they all exit turn number five. The leaders climb the hill toward turn number six.
It's about a car length advantage for Tyler Reddick, the pole sitter, who takes a little bit of a different line through turns five and six than Shane Van Gisbergen. Van Gisbergen closer to the apex of six. Let's see what he does in seven. This time he squares off the corner but can't quite get the rubber down, and Reddick keeps the spot there as Van Gisbergen stays a car length back.
Hats off to Tyler Reddick. Redick. He is doing a fantastic job holding off this road course ace of Shane Van Gisbergen. This time Van Gisbergen takes the left sides below the white and blue line, closes it down to two car lengths.
Now he'll stay in that spot and go in the tire tracks of Redick. Looking a little further back. Now here comes Van Gisbergen. He gets a little bit better run out of turn 30 onto the banking in 13. Side by side for the lead in 13. Now to 14. Both drivers not giving an inch. It's a battle for the lead going back to 15.
They are door-to-door coming to the front stretch chicane. Shane Van Gisbergen, driver's right. That's the inside corner in turn number 16. Shane Van Gisbergen takes the lead for the first time here in the Bank of America Roval 400. We now have four laps complete as they head back to one.
That was impressive. You don't see a lot of passing attempts out of that backstretch chicane, but you also don't see a lot of road racers quite like Shane Van Gisbergen. Tyler Reddick's going to try to mount the challenge back, hanging right on the back bumper through turn three.
And that battle tightening up a little bit has allowed Kyle Larson to kind of draw a bead on him. He is about four car lengths back now as he starts to fade a little bit at the exit of turn number four. Leaders make the right-hand turn and climb the hill.
Even though we've had a passer lead, you've got to think that these contending drivers are biding their time and saving their tires, seeing how long they can run. Larson in the third spot, about five car lengths back of Reddick in second as they all approach turn seven. Chris Buescher a little more aggressive into that turn, pulling up from fifth spot on Ty Gibbs in fourth as they all exit back onto the banking.
Tyler Reddick gets that number two pencil out, sits down at the school desk and goes to learning on that road course ace of Shane Van Gisbergen. But boy, Van Gisbergen has already climbed to a 10 car length advantage over Tyler Reddick. Kyle Larson into third position.
Right behind this group in about the eighth or ninth spot, you got Chase Briscoe and his teammate Christopher Bell. They have been tightly racing as they do right now out of turn 12 up onto the banking of 13. No change up front. Van Gisbergen leads. That's a good race between those two guys as Briscoe leads Bell.
They'll come back to the line. Five laps complete. SVG right there, a very aggressive but clean pass of Tyler Reddick. And I've had fans talk to me like, why doesn't somebody take out SVG? He hasn't created enemies. When he has made passes on the road courses, he has gone by cleanly. And a lot of times drivers might be even amazed that he hasn't roughed anybody up or didn't rough them up in very tight quarters. You can't make a pass with the way SVG passed Reddick. I mean, it's a fine line. You got just inches to spare. And because he does it the clean way, there's nobody out there really going like, I owe him one.
The decision-making by Shane Van Gisbergen on the racetrack is second to none, Mark. And all he knew he needed to do. There are 17 turns on this circuit. You're going to bobble on one of them at some point. If he could focus and make perfect laps, all he needed to do was wait for the opportunity. And the way Reddick went into the backstretch chicane, it forced him to overslow just a little bit. And that's when Shane Van Gisbergen was able to pounce. And now he is the new leader. Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Shane Van Gisbergen, the leader. Tyler Reddick is second. Kyle Larson, third. Fourth is Ty Gibbs. Fifth, Chris Buescher. Michael McDowell is sixth. Seventh, Chase Briscoe. Christopher Bell, eighth. A.J. Allmendinger, ninth. Ross Chastain in tenth.
Bubba Wallace runs 11th. Ryan Blaney is 12th. Chase Elliott, 13th. 14th is William Byron. Daniel Suarez, 15th. 16th, Denny Hamlin. Austin Cindric's been moving up. He's 17th now. Ty Dillon, 18th. 19th is Joey Logano. And Brad Keselowski rounds out the top 20 here at the Roval.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa knows.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
A moment ago, coming out of the right-hand turn, number seven, Christopher Bell said, "Aha, I got you, Chase Briscoe." And then A.J. Allmendinger said, "No, I got you both." He drove inside, moved up two spots, so put the dinger right now all the way up to seventh from ninth.
Larson just took away second from Tyler Reddick. Reddick's overslowing just a little bit. Behind Tyler Reddick, you've got Ty Gibbs with a heavy, heavy push from Chris Buescher right behind him.
Yeah, it's a pack of wolves trying to now run down Tyler Reddick. Gibbs has got his own problems, though, in the fourth spot. That's Chris Buescher, who's looking inside and outside right there, Mark, inside the top five.
Larson had been leading that pack for a while. There were about four cars running together. Then once Larson made the pass, he started to check out a little bit. But yeah, Ty Gibbs got Buescher, and also Michael McDowell is the exit for number five.
McDowell, who does not have a good record of the Roval here, is there in that sixth position, as they come through turn number six. Now they're downshifting hard on the brakes into this 180-degree switchback. Elbows out of this elbow-pointed turn seven, but these cars all maintain position. Larson there in second.
Gibbs does a nice job, goes to the wall, and Chris Buescher will stay right behind him. We'll call that a half car leg. Michael McDowell lost a ton exiting turn number seven. This is the battle for that fourth position as they make their way down into turn number 10.
Let's see what Gibbs does as he enters turn 10 hard to the left, now back to the right. Smoothly through there. He gets a good exit off of turn at number 12. Buescher unable to make any kind of move there. Good separation between those two now.
SVG creeping away. The gap is now over 3 seconds back to Kyle Larson. Let's sweep pit road first with Alan Cavana.
Well, both Ross Chastain and Bubba Wallace came into this race below the cut line, and both are struggling to make any progress early on in this race. Bubba on the radio came on and just said, "Look, it's lap six. I'm already struggling out there with the handling." Similar sentiment for Ross Chastain on the radio. He says, on the infield part of this course, the turns five and six, the real road course part of this track, he's just getting way too loose and losing the rear tires on the car. That's what they want to try to keep as long as possible for some speed, Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Larson is my top performing car right now, running second out there. No feedback from Kyle Larson, but the team has given him feedback on what areas of the racetrack he's a little bit stronger or what turns he's a little bit faster than his competition. Kyle Larson came into this event 54 points to the good, so a little bit of cushion, but we know anything can happen in this last round of eight before we have the cutoff. After today's race, Kyle Larson looks to be strong early on. Brett McMillan.
Joey Logano came in 7 points to the good, but he has not moved up at all since the start of this race. Right now, he said he's tight on the right turns, loose on the left turns, as he's sitting back nearly in the 20th spot. Also, Ryan Blaney said that he is lacking forward drive, and A.J. Allmendinger says that he is losing time moving into oval turn number one.
Thank you very much, Brett, Wendy Venturini, and Alan Cavana. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead. This time by, we'll have 15 laps to go in stage number one. That's when the Toyota GR Super will come back out during the caution flag and pace the field. We are joined now in the booth by Mike Pricer, Senior Manager, Gazoo Racing and Toyota Motor North America. And Mike, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been an honor and one of my favorite races of the year is the Roval.
All right, before we talk about what Toyota's got going on, I will say both Mark and myself are Toyota drivers. I've got a brand-new 4Runner Hybrid, which I love, love, love. It's amazing, the upgrades to that new generation of vehicle. And Mark, well, he's put a lot of miles on a nice Camry.
I got 80,000 miles on my Camry Hybrid. Love the car, man. I have fallen in love with driving again. Love the electronics, all the radar, all the cool stuff in the car. And so I drive to New Hampshire. I drive to Nashville. I just love driving my Camry.
Those are fantastic stories to hear. And at 80,000 miles, you're just breaking it in.
That's what I'm told.
That's exactly right. Well, let's talk about things happening this race weekend. It looked like you guys had a lot of programs with Toyota in the area. Can you tell us about the local outreach heading into the Roval weekend?
Yeah, so last week we partnered with the NASCAR Foundation and our local Charlotte area Toyota dealers. To put together a bike build. So over 100 bikes we put together for the local community, and it was to support the Raise the Children of the Carolinas. And on top of that is they were met with drivers Tanner Gray and Corey Heim. And then also leading into on Friday, it was a great STEAM event that Charlotte Motor Speedway put on there, and we had a guest speaker from our battery plant in North Carolina come and talk about what they do there. And they were... Met with Chase Briscoe there, too, as a nice surprise. And, you know, as far as, like, the bike builds go, this is the third year we've done this with the NASCAR Foundation. We're able to do it in Richmond and Kansas. And it's so great to see the local community of dealers come together to support their local kids. And it's one of those events that we do. We never have to ask for volunteers. We have to stop it because we usually get too many hand raised. So it's always special and near dear to our hearts.
All right, hang tight for just a minute, Mike. We got some pit stops happening here under green. We heard Denny Hamlin say drivers might actually split this 25-lap stage. Alan Cavana.
And that's what we saw. We saw Austin Cindric start it. The rest have started to follow. Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, both in my section, on and off pit road. Wendy, how about you?
Right now, William Byron just came down pit road for four tires and Sunoco fuel at lap 11. At lap 10, one lap prior to that, Daniel Suarez was on pit road for four tires and Sunoco fuel. Brett McMillan.
Ryan Blaney's been in and out. They gave him an air pressure adjustment and a 9.7-second stop for him.
Kyle Busch coming back out onto the track after having an issue on lap number one. We're joined by Mike Pricer from Gazoo Racing with Toyota. And let's talk about the incredible start to the playoffs for Team Toyota. Three different Joe Gibbs drivers winning each of the three races in the first round of the playoffs. And looks like you have a lot that are going to advance here today.
Yeah, it was definitely a great start to the playoffs. And I don't think you could ask for much more. But it's just the start, and there's a lot of work to do left. During the playoffs, that first run, we talked about Denny Hamlin won our 200th Cup victory for Toyota, and it was fitting for him as many moments with Denny, including our first Daytona 500 win. And then, of course, Chase Briscoe, Christopher Bell, who's pitting right now, off to great starts and really, really strong seasons. And then, of course, 23-11, when we saw Bubba kiss the bricks in Indy and Tyler Reddick, who got the pole and is in contention here and fighting for it. Really, really exciting all around. And then on the Xfinity side is last night, Taylor just missed it by a point.
Oh, man, that was heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking, but such is there, but got Brandon Jones going on. Then in trucks, what can you say about Corey Heim, right? It's Heim time, 10th victory of the year. I was actually told today, I haven't fact-checked this, but he's actually clinched his way to Phoenix already. From what they told us, so really, really proud of all the drivers, especially the developmental drivers coming through, all the work and effort they put through. And it should be an exciting end of the season for us.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. And again, as a couple of fellow Toyota drivers, day-to-day, we appreciate what the brand has done and just the incredibly reliable and great cars that you guys build.
Awesome. Thank you for having us, and let's have a great race today.
All right, thank you. Mike Pricer joining us from Toyota. Mark?
SVG has not pitted yet. A number of cars had. So what does he do, Brad? He picks up his pace. He was running laps about a minute 30 and change. He went down to a minute 29. It's like I'm going to burn up what's left of these tires, and then I'm going to hit pit road. Van Gisbergen right now 4.5 seconds ahead of Larson, 8.1 ahead of Tyler Reddick.
We've had a handful of front runners who have not yet come down pit road, but we've had a handful more who did as well. Alan Cavana, what more did you see in your section?
Well, Michael McDowell from the top five spot came in. Ross Chastain, a playoff driver, trying to get some points in advance. He's been in and off pit road. Some have come down. Some are still out there riding it out as long as they can. Worried the tires won't be there later in the race if they come this early, Wendy Vendrini.
Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, and Ty Gibbs have all been down pit road at lap 13, one lap ago. Also coming down pit, there's four tires, Sunoco fuel for all of them. Now, also coming down pit road is Kyle Larson in just a second. Here's the interesting story on this. Cliff Daniels, the crew chief for Kyle Larson, just swapped the tires. They had sticker tires on pit wall. He made the call, and they're putting the scuffs on from their qualifying tires. Cliff Daniels just hopped off the pit box. That's how I know Kyle Larson is getting ready to hit pit road. Brett McMillan.
All right, we've got Joey Logano's been in and on. He got four fresh tires, Goodyear, Sunoco fuel, and he has also got an 9.8 second stop. SVG is going to be here in a second. He also, Wendy Venturini, is going to get himself some scuffed tires. He's heading down pit road right now. The crew is on the wall waiting for him to arrive. He has said nothing at all on the radio about how this car is handling, so we'll put these scuffed tires as he comes to a stop in his pit stall. Wendy.
Kyle Larson comes down, those four scuffed tires going onto his machine with Sunoco fuel. Cliff Daniels was a little bit frustrated. There are so many fans and so many people, working personnel around this pit area. It is very crowded. He's trying to get them out of the way, Brett McMillan.
And a great stop for SVG's crew. It was an 8.7 second stop. Four tire change, and he hits back out.
This coming with 11 laps to go. They went 14 laps. Some other drivers pitted on lap 11, 12. They went 14.
And as Mark said, 11 to go here in stage number one of the Bank of America Roval 400, yet to pit. Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, Bubba Wallace has yet to pit. Brad Keselowski, Zane Smith. A lot of these are going to cycle through here in the first stage. Denny Hamlin told us during the pre-race show, he told our pit reporters, Brett McMillan talked to him, that, look, we can go the full 25 laps on Sunoco race fuel. We don't know that we want to go on tires. And, Mark, when it comes to the tire allotment that they had coming into this race, they have eight total sets of dry tires. They also have a wet weather option should we need it. Seven of those are brand new sticker sets. One are the scuffs. If you're going to burn your scuffs, now is the time to do it, as we're going to be coming down just to 10 laps to go here in stage one.
Man, if we get yellow flags, we could have a situation at the end. Some have the fresh tires, some don't. We'll just have to see how this deck of cards shuffles out later on today here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Again, at this point, Chris Buescher has not pitted. He is now the new leader, followed by Reddick. And as he works his way out of turn two, let's pick him up in turn three.
At the exit of turn number three, Buescher pretty much all by his lonesome. Reddick trying to catch up, but he's about 10 to 12 car lengths behind. He slides a little bit. You can tell the grip's starting to go away on that race car a little bit. He gets to the wide side of the setup in turn number five.
And down the hill, up and down the hill through turn five, it's going to be a sloping right-hander for Chris Buescher, who goes down the hill and then hard on the brakes and downshifting into turn seven, making that 180-degree turn with no pressure from Tyler Reddick about seven car lengths back. Chris Buescher is back on the banking. Need to mention that Shane Van Gisbergen pitted, but came out fourth. That's how far ahead he was.
Chris Buescher has done a great job in this first stage managing his Goodyear tires. Tyler Reddick started to see the fall off about four laps ago as everybody started to go by. That being said, he's doing a fantastic job running this first stage and getting through this many laps.
Here's Buescher in his Ford working back up onto the banking out of 12 onto 13, right at the top of the racetrack. We'll see if he gets woed up here and heads to the pit road or not.
He is going to try to get sell. As a matter of fact, he stays in the gas for another lap, guys.
Yeah, Chris Buescher stays on the racetrack, as does Tyler Reddick. Again, we are going to have 9 laps to go here in stage number 1. If you look a little further back on the racetrack, that's where you find Shane Van Gisbergen. He's actually running in the 3rd spot, having come down pit road. Bubba Wallace, who is not pitted, is right behind him. Then you have Kyle Larson. He's been down pit road. Ty Gibbs and just a whole host of cars. Brad Keselowski right now feeling a lot of pressure from Zane Smith, who now has Christopher Bell to his inside.
Yeah, Keselowski and Zane Smith have both gone long. They haven't pitted. They are on worn tires, and we're watching some of these guys on fresh tires carve their way through. That includes Christopher Bell. Got really tight with Ross Chastain as well. Mark James, they're all in a turn 3.
Yeah, this is where things get interesting. When you have these cars on fresh tires, they get surrounded by cars that aren't on fresh tires. It makes the go awfully tough. Although Christopher Bell, he breaks away, as does Ross Chastain now as they exit turn 5.
They were briefly 3 wide. Chase Briscoe, as Brad Keselowski almost lost it right there, just goes thundering by on fresh rubber. The leader, Chris Buescher, is at turn 9 right now, Michael Young, as this gaggle of cars is exiting that slow turn 7.
It's amazing how they made it through without taking each other out. I think the best of those was Chase Briscoe. He did a fantastic job. So did Christopher Bell. They'll start working their way through turn number 8, turn number 9 as we head back to the front of the field.
Yeah, right up front there, watching Kyle Larson work his way into turn number 10, back to 11 and 12. Behind him is Ty Gibbs right now in his machine. A little further back is where you find Christopher Bell. Here's Van Gisbergen now back to turn 15.
So Christopher Bell, the leader, is 2.9 seconds up on Reddick, and Van Gisbergen now is closed within 11. Let's get an update from Alan Cavana.
Well, Chris Buescher has not pitted yet, and they came on the radio a few laps ago, mind you, and saying the new tires hadn't provided a huge advantage yet. We're starting to see that advantage grow and grow and how fast the new tires are, but that's why the 17 car is still out there. Bubba Wallace's crew, his crew chief, told Bubba that, look, we want to save tires for later on in the race, and coming down now, it may cost us later. They're planning on the end of this race, not right now.
Thank you, Alan. 8 laps to go in stage number 1 of the Bank of America Roval 400. Chris Buescher leads Tyler Reddick by 3 seconds. Shane Van Gisbergen runs 3rd. Kyle Larson and Ty Gibbs round out the top 5.
Hey, here's the hot dogs. What did I miss?
Leader took the inside track on turn 4. Basically, pretty sweet bump and run.
Awesome. Then what?
Someone caught about a foot of air in the hairpin on turn 7. Stayed off the wall, though.
Nice. What else?
Oh, there was a slingshot that led to a lead change. Almost a crash.
That it?
I think so.
Seems about right. It is only lap 3.
Celebrate the race that brings us together. Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Proud sponsor of the Bank of America Roval 400. Copyright 2025 Bank of America Corporation.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars. And I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Tyler Reddick, who has yet to pit, was just passed for 2nd by Shane Van Gisbergen with 7 to go in stage number 1. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Your adventure starts here. From the Roval, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN, brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Chris Busch is the leader. Van Gisbergen has nearly caught him. The big loser right now, Tyler Reddick. Larson passed him. Gibbs passed him. Bell passed him. He may drop out of the top 10 after not changing tires. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
So earlier when we had Cliff Daniels off the pit box for Kyle Larson, he came down to inspect the tires. They came off the car at lap 14. Keep in mind, they put scuffs, the qualifying scuff tires, onto the car. There was a big concern about tire wear. Cliff Daniels came down and inspected every tire. I didn't see any blisterings. I watched Cliff Daniels kind of give his approval. The tires didn't look so bad this first time around, but I think it's a brilliant move that they put scuff tires on their race car on this first time down pit road.
Doug Turnbull, we have a new leader.
Shane Van Gisbergen, having pitted, has passed Chris Buescher, who did not. They're on the back straight right now, right away right now in the eyes of Pat Patterson, but SVG to the lead with fresher tires.
Yeah, he's pulling away. Buescher's doing the best he can right now. He's going to be under attack here shortly. Kyle Larson and the rest of that company not too far behind him. Talking about Ty Gibbs and also Christopher Bell. Here's the leader back to 15.
Well, once Shane Van Gisbergen comes across the start-finish line, we'll have five to go here in stage number one. Shane Van Gisbergen will lead Chris Buescher. That's your number two driver. In fact, Van Gisbergen has already pulled away by several car lengths from Chris Buescher. Buescher has yet to pit. Kyle Larson, who has pitted, he now runs in third. Fourth is Ty Gibbs. Fifth, Christopher Bell. Tyler Reddick continues to drop down. He had actually dropped a few spots. So Ross Chastain now moves up to sixth. Michael McDowell, seventh. Tyler Reddick drops to 8th. A.J. Allmendinger in 9th. 10th is Ryan Blaney.
Chase Briscoe, 11th. 12th, Daniel Suarez. Chase Elliott, 13th. 14th, William Byron. Ty Dillon, 15th. 16th, Denny Hamlin. Joey Logano, 17th. 18th, Alex Bowman. Then you have Cole Custer, 19th. 20th, Ryan Preece.
Bubba Wallace drops down to 21st. 22nd is Carson Hocevar. Zane Smith, 23rd. 24th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Justin Haley is 25th. 26th, Eric Jones. He started at the back after having steering issues yesterday. Riley Herbst, 27th. Brad Keselowski, 28th. Josh Berry, 29th. Austin Dillon in 30th.
31st, Todd Gilliland. Noah Gregson, 32nd. Cody Ware, 33rd. John Hunter Nemechek, 34th. Austin Cindric, 35th. Josh Berlicki, 36th. They are all on the lead lap after getting roughed up in turn one on lap one. Kyle Busch had to go to the garage area. He's now 10 laps down.
That leaderboard update brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for. From smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain, get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
Christopher Bell moves up another spot with a pass up there in turn number 13. And right now, this race has only four laps to go here in stage number one. Shane Van Gisbergen comfortably out front.
And, Mark, we are actually now two laps away from pit road closing. Chris Buescher has stayed out. This would be the time that if you were going to short pit the stage traditionally, you would make sure you came in with about three laps to go. It's hard to try and plan that for two laps to go when someone like Shane Van Gisbergen can drive away to a 4.5-second lead. So let's see if Chris Buescher, if Scott Graves is going to keep him on a traditional road course pit strategy and short pit him with about three to go before the end of a stage.
SVG again has been knocked out of the playoff. So right now it's all about winning for him. I expect him to pit and give up the lead yet again.
Other question is, how many other drivers are they splitting the stage, and will they again short pit the stage as well? We're going to find out pretty soon as we watch the leaders go around the racetrack. Shane Van Gisbergen, again, he's got a nice commanding 4.5-second lead. He is actually coming out of the backstretch chicane, followed by Kyle Larson, Mark.
Ross Chastain in sixth. Remember, he started this race 13 points under the cut line. I think he hangs out. He may get some stage points. He may be able to move up the ladder if some of these guys decide to pit.
Currently, he is sitting plus seven, but we won't know the true measure of that until we get to the final stage of the race. All right, Chris Buescher now peeling off the racetrack. He'll bring that fifth, third bank Ford Mustang. Also, it looks like A.J. Allmendinger is coming in. We'll start things off with Alan Cavana.
Chris Buescher was able to hang on to a top five position without pitting, so he's pitting much later than everybody else as the crew goes around to the right side of the car. Remember, he's one of the best next-gen road course racers that we have in the series. Chris Buescher is onto the left side, on and off pit road.
Brett McMillan. We got Ryan Blaney, his first one in at Miami Pit Road. He's got four tires, and they're coming around to the left side. Everything going smooth for Ryan Blaney so far. He's going to have some other cars to deal with as he tries to pull out of his pit stall. He gets out smoothly. 12.9-second stop. Tyler Reddick now in for the first time. They're going to fill him up with Sunoco fuel. Four-tire change. He felt like the right side was completely gone in his car. He pulls out a 9.4-second stop for Tyler Reddick.
So now the decision comes for Shane Van Gisbergen and his team. He's 5 seconds ahead of Kyle Larson. He has to pit this time. If he's going to short pit, he's got to jump onto pit road this time. Pat, he's heading towards you.
Yeah, he's back in the throttle here up to 13, but he won't get out of that here for another about 2 to 3 seconds. Let's see if he's going to pull it into the pit area. No, stays in the gas. Back around to you guys.
Pit road will close when Shane Van Gisbergen hits the start-finish line before the end of stage number one. That's going to keep every other driver from being able to pit. Bubba Wallace, Daniel Suarez, a couple of teams that have actually come down pit road twice in stage number one. The leader is back in one.
Having a more traditional feel and strategy for Shane Van Gisbergen. Carves his way through turn number two. A massive lead over Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, and Christopher Bell all giving chase. Shane Van Gisbergen to turn four.
Yeah, all by his lonesome right now as he exits turn number four. He gets the right side to that red-white curbing and now makes the wide arc off of turn number four. Setting up for turn number five, and as he sets up for five, Larson just now exiting turn number four.
Yeah, that's about the number of seconds he is ahead of Larson there. SVG, yeah, you know me, down the hill through turn six. Not far ahead of him is playoff contender Austin Cindric, who's been well off the pace and made at least two pit stops today. Shane Van Gisbergen exits that slow bender turn seven, back onto the banking, well in the lead.
Just amazing to see Shane Van Gisbergen and his craft here at the Roval at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. He is already exiting turn number nine. Second place running Kyle Larson just now entering turn number nine. A massive lead for Shane Van Gisbergen.
Van Gisbergen negotiates the chicane very simply. 1, 2, 3. He's gone up, into the banking of 13 and 14. No problems for Shane.
Massive gap behind him. Clear racetrack ahead. Shane Van Gisbergen off the banking down into turn 15, slightly to the left. Now hard to the right, cuts the curb, jumps over it. Also, as he makes the left-hander, does the same thing. One lap left in stage number one for the Bank of America Roval 400.
Nice and smooth for Shane Van Gisbergen to turn number one. Just no wiggle. That car looks absolutely planted, leaving turns one, cresting the hill, and bending his way down through turn number two. SVG about a half a lap away, Mark James, from a stage win.
Obviously, the field strung out throughout all 17 turns, but there are clusters of cars putting on a pretty good show for the race. They have pretty good battles going on, especially when you have those who are on fresh tires and those who are on worn tires. The leader, he is a full go now across turn number six.
He's through six right now, about a half a mile ahead of Kyle Larson at second. Ty Gibbs is giving Larson a run for his money there, but they're not going to race it too hard down the hill as they put their tires near the dirt at turn six and then hard on the brakes right now into turn seven. As Shane Van Gisbergen gets up on the banking, Kyle Larson is exiting that slow left-hander in second place from turn seven into eight.
Shane Van Gisbergen already exiting turn number nine, but it's the machine of Ty Gibbs trying to give a little run for Kyle Larson. He's closed it down to about three car lengths. That will be the battle for that second position. But Shane Van Gisbergen already through the chicane.
We'll follow that battle for second position as they get in and out of turn 10, 11, and 12. Van Gisbergen is going to be safe back to the line, and there's not going to be any passing for that second or third spot here as we get back to the checkered flag.
He'll see the green and white checkered flag. Shane Van Gisbergen will win stage number one of the Bank of America Roval 400. He does it by more than 7 seconds over second place running Kyle Larson. Ty Gibbs will finish third in stage number one, followed by Christopher Bell in fourth. Ross Chastain able to make up spots. He finishes fifth, followed by Michael McDowell in sixth. Then we have Chase Briscoe finishing seventh. Eighth is going to be Chase Elliott. Ninth, William Byron. Tenth will be Ty Gibbs as we go down to Wendy Venturini.
Well, Cliff Daniels just told Kyle Larson over the radio he felt they needed about 8 points to lock him into the round of eight, and that's exactly what just happened. So there is a strong possibility now that Kyle Larson is locked into the round of eight with this stage end, and I did see a lot of the crew guys give each other high five when they heard that on the radio.
Thank you very much, Wendy. 54 points above the cut line is what he came in. Now a second place finish in stage number one. Great reporting there. Do want to clean up. Ty Dillon finished 10th. Ty Gibbs finished 3rd in that stage. Great run for Ty Dillon. And that was eBay stage number one. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay. Things people love.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today. SVG has won stage one of the Bank of America Roval 400, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
So Shane Van Gisbergen has won four road course races in a row, but that stage win was only his third of the season. He won the second stage at Mexico, second stage at Sonoma, and now stage one in the Bank of America Roval 400.
Here's what I can't help but wonder. I do not want to put the cart before the horse. There's a lot of racing to go. We don't see people do a clean sweep of a road course race. They say it can't happen. You might be able to win a stage and win the race. You might be able to win stage one and win the race. You can't win both stages and win the race. Well, Shane Van Gisbergen may prove us wrong. We're going to find out by the end of this one.
That's where the tire wear comes in. And with the tires giving up as much time, we saw normally we wouldn't see a pit stop in that stage or two pit stops in that stage. So I think the tire wear is going to play into giving SVG the chance to sweep everything today, if that's possible.
So we see a lot of tires on the wall. Van Gisbergen and Kyle Larson pitted on lap 14. We are right now on lap 26. Ty Gibbs pitted on lap 12, as did Bell, Chastain, and McDowell. Briscoe pitted on lap 11. Chase Elliott, William Byron, Ty Dillon, all of them pitted on lap 11. You go back to A.J. Allmendinger on lap 16. They're the first car in the running order that took a traditional route of when you would short pit a stage on a road course. They did that on lap 22. So if everyone who pitted mid-stage comes in, that would cycle A.J. Allmendinger to the lead, Chris Buescher to second, Ryan Blaney, Daniel Suarez. But that's a but. Right now they're coming out of the backstretch chicane. They're showing pit road is closed right now, but they still have time to open it. They just opened it. The light went green on pit road. It's going to be interesting to see if we see a whole host of cars come down here, Mark, at this stage one break.
So the lights right now flashing on that Toyota GR Supra Pace car. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. Jesse Dalavoot is at the controls of the Pace car, as always, on the Cup Series. Today, our NASCAR starter is Brett Dalton.
All right, here we go. Shane Van Gisbergen down low on the white and blue line. That designates the apron to the racetrack, and Van Gisbergen will lead the field down to pit road. Let's start things off with Alan Cavana.
Well, Ross Chastain is the first pit stall here. He finished fifth in that stage and picked up valuable spots on the cut line there. He still needs help with some rear grip, but like that last set of tires, they're going to put four new ones on and make a small adjustment, Wendy Venturini.
Kyle Larson was struggling on grip. He's going to get four tires and stickers this time for Kyle Larson. Also on pit road, we had Denny Hamlin with four tires and Sunoco fuel. Brian McMillan.
Money stop right now for Shane Van Gisbergen. As far as he's concerned, four tires, 10.3 second stop. It may not have been the quickest, though. And Joey Logano said that he wants some more rear grip. He also got the four tires stopped. And there's a little problem at the exit of pit road, it looks like, for Ross Chastain.
Chastain swung out wide. Not sure what happened there. Kyle Larson was the first off of pit lane. Then it was SVG. Then Christopher Bell, Ty Gibbs, they were the first four off the pit lane. We'll re-rack the lineup when we come right back to the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ross Chastain overshot the exit of pit road after he crossed the timing line. We'll see where they let him line up for the restart before we get into Cheddar's stage number two. Stage two presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's is the official restaurant of RCR and the number eight car. Cheddar's serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that won't break the bank. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
A very curious exit on pit road after that pit stop for Ross Chastain. Nobody hit him. He just drove straight off almost into the barrier.
Yeah, the great thing for Chastain, he had already crossed the pit road exit timing line, so he was able, even though he lost a bunch of spots by cars going by him, because they passed that timing line, he exited the pits before them. Mark, it looks like they're going to allow him to stay.
They're letting cars go by him now. He's going backwards.
So, yeah, now he's going to have to line up behind the 21. So,
wow.
We'll give you a full field rundown. He was staying out there a long time, and NASCAR was not saying anything, so finally they made that ruling.
This leaderboard brought to you by Napa. Napa, your business one-stop, your business's one stop for stopping power. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA.
We're going to give you a leaderboard update. These are the cars that had not pitted. In fact, the top 10 cars right now pitted right before the end of stage number one. A.J. Allmendinger leads the Bank of America Roval 400. Chris Buescher runs second. Ryan Blaney is third. Fourth, Daniel Suarez. Fifth is Alex Bowman. Tyler Reddick in sixth. Cole Custer seventh. Bubba Wallace eighth. Ninth, John Hunter Nemechek. 10th, Austin Cindric.
11th is Kyle Larson. Shane Van Gisbergen 12th. 13th, Christopher Bell. Ty Gibbs 14th. 15th, Ross Chastain. Michael McDowell 16th. 17th, William Byron. Chase Elliott 18th. 19th, Joey Logano. Ty Dillon 20th.
And 21st is Ryan Preece, Denny Hamlin 22nd, 23rd, Justin Haley, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 24th, 25th, Carson Hocevar, Chase Briscoe 26th, Eric Jones 27th, 28th, Austin Dillon, Riley Herbst in 29th, Josh Berry in 30th.
31st spot goes to Cody Ware, Brad Keselowski 32nd, Noah Gregson 33rd, Zane Smith 34th, 35th, Todd Gilliland, Josh Balicki 36th, 37th, Kyle Busch.
Ross Chastain will drop back to 30th as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is BRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport.
Pat Patterson, they're stacking up in front of you.
Lights are off on the pace car. We are ready up here on the front row. A.J. Allmendinger and Chris Buescher up here ready to light the fuse and get her going again. Ryan Blaney is also up here in the front with Daniel Suarez. Here goes the pace car to the pit road. We are ready to resume at the Roval.
They're about to enter the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Every car, happy owner, Echo Park Automotive. A.J. Allmendinger will lead him into that restart zone. Green flag is back out. Stage number two underway in the Bank of America Roval 400. The Dinger gets out of there in a hurry.
A rocket launch for A.J. Allmendinger into turn number one. He will easily clear the rest of the pack and take the top spot. Ryan Blaney followed him, blowing a right past Chris Buescher. He'll take second. Buescher now trying to hold off Daniel Suarez in the three.
Midway point of that stage is when A.J. Allmendinger really started to flex some muscle and move his way up through the field. He's already opened up a four-car length advantage over Blaney. Then it's Buescher. Then it's Daniel Suarez. Then Tyler Reddick as they all make the turn five.
And the cars on tires are flying. Shane Van Gisbergen has gone three wide twice on this lap, trying to get up into the top seven or so. The leader, A.J. Allmendinger, goes through turn seven, hard on the brakes. Daniel Suarez takes Chris Buescher too wide as he dive-bombs that turn.
The winner from 2023 already has a three-car length advantage, but the driver we're watching, Shane Van Gisbergen, has gone from 12th to the seventh position. What a great start for him. A.J. Allmendinger with a six-car length advantage over Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, he's got the lead, and Van Gisbergen picks up another spot as they dive into turn at number 10, 11, and 12. Here's A.J. back up through the gearbox now as he climbs the 24-degree banking, keeps his car down at the very bottom of the racetrack. Top five cars, nose to tail.
In one lap, Shane Van Gisbergen might get into the top five after starting 11th. 2023 Roval winner A.J. Allmendinger leads the field through the front stretch chicane. He's followed by Ryan Blaney, Chris Buescher, Daniel Suarez. Then you have Tyler Reddick, Shane Van Gisbergen already up to six.
It's a five-car breakaway at the front. The only reason those five have gotten away is because everybody else has been under attack from Shane Van Gisbergen. He has already